Hi, my name is Brandon DeLuna. I am an investigative journalist working on the case of Anand Saeed and the murder of Haemin Lee. In Baltimore, 1999, Haemin Lee, a popular high school senior, was found dead in Lincoln Park. Causing death by strangulation, 6 weeks later, detectives arrested their classmate and his boyfriend, Anand Saeed. He says he's innocent, though he can't remember exactly what he did on that January afternoon. This podcast is made to clarify and give detail on what really happened to Haemin Lee and her murder. I believe Anand is innocent and the real killer is Jay Wilds, Hayes' classmate. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Andrew. I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer for 13 years now. I've gone through a lot of things, to be honest, and I recently talked to Jay. I came up to him when I was in my car, my vehicle, passing around the block, and he was there walking away. I think he was walking away from school. I decided to stop by him and just ask him what's going on, and we were talking for a bit just about life, seeing if he's good or not. And then I pulled up a question saying, so what's been going on with the whole... The big case has been going on with Jay and Anand. And at first he was telling me this story about him being like innocent, like how he saw Anand do something and something else. Then a big group of friends came by and they all stopped us and interrupted us. And they were just talking for like a minute or two. And they left. And then we decided to continue the conversation after that. And he decided to change up his words and everything. And then I brought him up and I told him. I was like, that's not what you told me earlier. He started stuttering, speaking faster. So I started to think maybe he wasn't telling the truth. Because every time he would speak, he would stutter, like I said. And he would just speak quicker. After that, he decided to pretty much just leave. He said he had to go do something, meaning that he was nervous. So after that, I just don't believe a word that he said.
Can you tell us who you are?
Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm just a regular high school student, but I want to become an investigator one day. So, like, this podcast helps me out and to become a better detective in the future, later on. I got interested in the project because of the fact there's so many plot holes in the story. And I feel like, Anand Saeed could be innocent. The reason why I say this is because of the fact that there's not enough evidence towards him. It's mostly on somebody else called Jay. Since on the podcast, there was a mention where Sarah went to his house when he's on Modern Time. They questioned about him, everything, that there's a chance if Anand could be innocent. And the way he responded to her, it made him feel somewhat shady, something like that. Like, Jay tends to be defensive when it comes to saying that Anand could be innocent. When Sarah asked him so many times, he became, like, more forced. Like, he's saying it more forcefully. Saying that he's actually right. And saying that there's no chance that Anand can be innocent. He believes that he is guilty and sticks by it through the entire time that they have the conversation. Ever since then. That's how he responded. Like, he ended the conversation less friendly and more shadier. And after that, they decided to leave. And ever since that scene, I thought he was guilty.
The party that we brought on to the podcast today mostly agreed that Jay was a bit more involved in the murder of Haemin Lee than we usually think. We want to hear more on your opinion, the audience, of how much Jay really was part of it. Did he kill her instead of and try to cover his tracks? Find out more on the next episode when we will be having a surprising guest next time.